Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, slight chance for some rain, and a high near 70. Kenosha right now, 56 degrees. It's 57 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 59, also 57 degrees in Racine. Racine police released the names of the two women who were killed when their car slammed into a tree on Erie Street over the weekend. A preliminary investigation indicated the car was driven by 22-year-old Amber Hetland, was going at a high rate of speed when she lost control near South Street. She and her passenger, 21-year-old Haley Monty, were in critical condition when first responders got there. Both died, though, from their injuries at the hospital. The accident is still under investigation. A Racine man accused of providing the drugs that caused the overdose death of a teenager nearly 2 years ago has been sentenced to a total of 8 years in prison. 23-year-old Alexander Johnson given that sentence by Racine Circuit Court Judge Faye Flancher. Johnson pleading no contest, that is, to several charges including delivery of narcotics, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and intent to contribute to the delinquency of a minor. First-degree reckless homicide dismissed in return for the plea agreement. Johnson accused of providing oxycodone to the 16-year-old victim and another man who stayed at his home overnight playing video games. The victim, found unresponsive the next morning, pronounced dead by paramedics. Johnson also sentenced to 5 years of extended supervision once he gets out of prison. The composite sketch of a sexual assault suspect has been put out for the public in a case that began in Milwaukee near I-794 and ended in Kenosha County with the sexual assault. One of the two suspects has a mole above his lip and on the right side of his face. Both men Hispanic, believed to have been the same suspects who tried to abduct a woman June the 15th as she left a Buffalo Wild Wings off the interstate in Kenosha. Well, last night, the City Council in Kenosha approved a feral cat ordinance, which includes trapping, neutering, releasing the animals after debating this issue for nearly 2 hours and making several amendments. The trapped cats would also be vaccinated and have an ear tip to identify them. The ordinance had been in the works for months, underwent extensive revisions since the council deferred action at a meeting 6 weeks ago. Bill Bowman is president of Safe Harbor Humane Society. He told the alderman the idea is to reach out to those residents already feeding feral cats that helps in controlling their population.
When this passes, we will have a program that will reach out to people to encourage them to trap the cats. If they want to be the feral cat community cat caretaker, then we will have the cat spayed, neutered, microchipped, and given its rabies vaccine. Part of the program is this person monitors that cat.
Alderman Dave Paff, after several amendments were proposed, said the whole issue needs to go back to the drawing board.
I think this needs some vetting. I think it needs to go back to legal. I think there's so much going on with this tonight, and I think there's still some unanswered questions. And I think if the public looked at this, they'd be quite surprised and appalled at what happened here tonight in generating this document like this.
The ordinance was adopted on a vote of 12-3. Alderman Fox, Mikulski, and Paff voting against it. Well, it happened again. Thieves breaking into the Kenosha Nissan dealership at 8550 120th Avenue in the village of Bristol. A news release from the Kenosha Sheriff's Office says it was last Friday the dealership reported 5 vehicles stolen from the service area. Suspects able to gain entry by breaking a window, then used one vehicle to drive through the overhead doors. The others then followed. Listed as a silver 2013 Nissan Altima, a 2012 gray Nissan Altima, black 2009 Nissan Rogue, 2011 Subaru Outback, and a gray 2017 Nissan Altima. One of the 5 recovered in Milwaukee. Otherwise, anybody with information regarding this incident urged to contact the Kenosha Sheriff's Office. Same dealership entered months ago during a time when dealerships in Kenosha and Racine counties appeared to be targeted. Same day, by the way, as this Kenosha County Nissan dealership got burglarized, a 17-year-old Milwaukee man sentenced in Racine County Circuit Court for his role in some of the other break-ins. Teachers in Racine Unified presenting another show of force at the Board of Education meeting with regard to the step-level system for pay that many claimed in their citizen comments had been promised but was being taken away. REA President Angelina Cruz suggesting it's the latest in a series of administrative moves that end up hurting students in the long run.
We have put $1.8 million into the budget for cost of living increases, and through base wage calculation brought that amount to the representative groups to negotiate how they would like that, and the acceptance was to use that money rather than applying it to the salary schedule to apply it to a cost of living increase, and so that's where we are right now.
That's Superintendent Lolly Haas noting the district budget isn't done yet. She also pointed out the state budget could have a major impact on operations and compensation plans. Unified's budget technically runs July to July, just like the state, which doesn't deliver on student and other aids until later on, prompting the district to have a preliminary spending plan based on best guesswork. The school board last night also authorized expenditures prior to formal adoption of the new budget, up to 40% of the previous year's spending plan, unless authorized. The state legislature possibly tinkering with the next budget and reducing the amount of per-pupil aid is one big concern for Racine Unified officials and other districts statewide as well. But there's another proposal that's equally concerning that could have significant impact by potentially undoing voter-approved referendum issues with re-votes. Superintendent Lolly Haas mentioning it during her response to some of the citizens' comments last night, specifically teachers and step-level compensation.
Now the legislature is contemplating that any recurring referendum that is in existence has to go out for a vote every 5 years so that a district cannot have a recurring referendum. So if that happened, and it's not just going forward, it is retroactive to 1996, I believe.
Meanwhile, Dr. Haas said the legislature, if it approves the language to the budget about the recurring referendums, it would affect Racine Unified big time and create some major budget problems. The legislation in question is from GOP Representative Janelle Branchin of Menominee Falls. The Racine Common Council is to meet in Committee of the Whole at 5 o'clock this evening for results of the Phase 1 study on the proposed multi-purpose event center and hotel development on Lake Avenue, 2 hours budgeted before the regular council meeting begins at 7 o'clock. The Racine County Board holds another closed-door Committee of the Whole at 5:15 this evening at the Isgrove Office Complex, though it's probably not as secretive as the last time. The agenda has the same legal language as last week's meeting, which led to reports about Racine County being in the hunt for a Taiwanese electronics company and potentially thousands of jobs. Sturtevant Village Board is to meet at 6 o'clock this evening at the Municipal Building. On that agenda, a resolution that authorizes the sale of the old fire station at 2827 96th Street, which is currently a storage facility. A resolution to hire the consulting firm Key Benefit Solutions to do a post-employment benefit actuarial study. And there's a resolution authorizing a request to the Library Foundation to do a market and user study. Sales of existing homes up 1.3% in Wisconsin for the month of May. That compared to the same month a year earlier. The median price also up 5.8%. Wisconsin Realtors Association indicating weakness during April. Only slight growth in May kept the year-to-date home sales slightly below the first 5 months of the year. Here are the local numbers from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Locally, sales in May were up 6% in Racine County, 4.1% in Kenosha County, and 9/10 in Milwaukee County when compared to a year ago. Median prices were down 3.4% in Racine County and up 5.5% in Kenosha County and 3.1% in Milwaukee County. For the Southeast region, sales increased 2.1% and the median price rose 4.4%. Comparing the first 5 months of the year, sales were up 6.5% in Racine County, down 8.9% in Kenosha County, and up 1.4% in Milwaukee County. Median prices increased in all three counties, 9.1% in Racine, 10.1% in Kenosha, and 3.6% in Milwaukee. For the Southeast region, sales rose 0.8%, and the median price increased 5.6%. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the Burlington Common Council agenda for tonight's regular business meeting, which follows the 6:30 Committee of the Whole, includes the recommendation to approve Julie Verhagen as the manager of the new community pool. She's an English and journalism teacher at Burlington High School, but also has lots of time with the current pool, including as a lifeguard and water safety instructor. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News. Sorry.